Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Yankees and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pee Wee Waninger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Urban Shocker. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Urban Shocker. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Lamott. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Danforth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dave Danforth. And now, play ball. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Danforth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Ruth trying to get to third. Jacobson throws the ball into Robertson, who tags Ruth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is hit by the pitch. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott hits a line drive towards right. Musel catches it and throws to first to double up Rice. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Pee Wee Wanninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wanninger hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker strikes out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Combs reaches second base with a double. Dugan moves to third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ruth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0 for 1 in the game. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shocker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamott hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Pee Wee Wanninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wanninger is 0 for 1 in the game. Wanninger hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Shocker strikes out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrave hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Musial. Hargrave reaches second base with a double. Jacobson moves to third. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson is walked intentionally. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth is 0 for 1 in the game. Danforth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Combs moves to second. Bob Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Musial bunts towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with McManus covering, for the out. Combs moves to third. Ruth moves to second. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Combs scores. Ruth moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. It's 2-0, Yankees. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0 for 2 in the game. Bengo hits a line drive into right field. Rice picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Ruth scores. Gehrig scores. Ward moves to third. Bengo moves to second. It's 4-0, Yankees. Milt Gaston now pitching. Pee-wee Wanninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wanninger is 0 for 2 in the game. Wanninger hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Yankees. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Shocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bengo scores. It's 6-0, Yankees. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a line drive towards left. Williams chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Williams. Shocker moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Veach now playing right field. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wanninger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 2 in the game. Lamott hits a fly ball into right field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth strikes out. One out. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground for a single. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Gehrig moves to second. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bengo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards first. Gehrig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus moves to second. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus scores. Jacobson moves to second. It's 6-1, Yankees. Herschel Bennett pinch hits for Milt Gaston. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jacobson scores. Robertson moves to third. It's 6-2, Yankees. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wanninger misplays the ball. That's an error on Wanninger. Robertson scores. Bennett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Yankees. Bob Schocke now pitching. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 3 in the game. Lamott hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Pee Wee Wanninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wanninger is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wanninger hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Schottky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schottky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Sisler reaches third base with a triple. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sisler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Yankees. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth hits a line drive to center field. Jacobson throws towards Lamotte. Lamotte fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lamotte. Combs goes all the way around to score. Ruth moves to second. It's 7-4, Yankees. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-1 in the game. Veach bunts in front of the plate. Hargrave fields it and throws to first for the out. Ruth moves to third. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ruth tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-4, Yankees. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hargrave takes first base on ball 4. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Hargrave moves to second. Sad Sam Jones now pitching. Jack Tobin pinch hits for Elam Van Gilder. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward misplays the ball. That's an error on Ward. Hargrave moves to third. Robertson moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hargrave scores. Robertson scores. Tobin moves to third. It's 8-6, Yankees. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-4 in the game. Lamott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tobin scores. Rice moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Yankees. Herb Pennock now pitching. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Sisler hits a line drive to right field. Veach throws towards the infield. Pennock fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pennock. Rice scores. Lamott goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and New York Yankees, 8. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.